This question was asked to a Muslim professor.
Yes.
What would you like us Americans to do to understand Islam? Please kindly give your expert advice how to answer this question.
You see, no one can understand anything except by going to the sources. The tragedy of today is that people try to understand religions through the reflective mirrors of the behavior of Muslims in different countries. This is a false approach. It can never lead to truth. If you want to understand Islam, you should read Islam at sources. You should read the Quran. You should read the tradition of the Holy Founder of Islam. Only then you can hope to understand Islam correctly, not otherwise. You see, what happens is, when Iran behaves in a certain manner, they say, this is Islam. When Iraq behaves in a different manner, they say, now this is Islam. Libya's Islam is red, because it's communist Islam. The Islam of Syria is red, because also it is communist Islam, scientific socialist Islam. And the Islam in Iran is green. So what is Islam? It goes on changing colors. It is not Islam. It is the behavior of a people which you observe. So I have been trying to make them understand, and this is what we should tell the Americans, that if you go back to the Christian history, go to the history of Inquisition in Spain, you see Christians mercilessly killing other Christians and even burning them alive for the crime of differing in their doctrine from the ruling party, from the faith of the sovereign. Again, when you go to England, you find thousands of innocent girls are put to stake, that is, baked alive, slowly burned to death, just for the allegation that they believed in witchcraft. Now, the history of Christianity is so full of cruelties that when you turn to the Christian-Jewish relationship, you're shocked to learn that for hundreds of years, the killing of Jews was considered to be a pious act. And they were massacred en masse. Their populations were wiped out totally from certain dwellings, from certain townships and villages. Totally, absolutely, children, men, women, all alike were put to sword. And their attitude was so arrogant and so ignorant that when they went to crusade against the Muslims of Saladin's time, before that, you know what animal sacrifice they offered to God to please him? Jews. The governments moved, not just the people individually, not just the Christian leadership. France, as a government, decided that we must offer human sacrifice to please God before we go to destroy Saladin. And they did. The same thing happened in Germany, the same thing happened in England. King Richard the Lionhearted did the same thing to his own Jewish population. So this is their past. Now, do we have a right to understand Christianity from their behavior of the past? Is that Christianity? We never do that. We're honest enough to say, this is a distorted image of you, not of Christianity. Christianity is that which is taught by Jesus Christ. So the answer is, go to the sources and stop this nonsense of trying to read religion through the behavior of the followers of that religion. Now, they are doing it intentionally. Now, when somebody is doing something intentionally to you, he cannot be corrected. So they can't learn Islam at all. Look at their attitude towards the Muslims' attempt to create atomic bomb. When it was said Pakistan was capable of producing atomic bomb, they started talking of Muslim atomic bomb, you know. Islamic bomb, all over the world. When America, you know, collected the stockpile of atomic bombs, which was capable, potentially, to destroy the entire world 7 times over, no Christian bomb had come into being. No atheist bomb came into being when Russia did the same thing, and her atomic stockpile is also potentially capable of destroying entire life on the from the face of Earth many times over. Yet you never hear of atheist bomb. You never hear of a Jewish bomb. The only bomb which you hear of is Islamic bomb, and which is not yet made. See? If this is truth, how can you understand? This is your attitude. You're crooked. You don't want to understand. You want to mislead your people. What chance has Islam against those people who are bent upon misleading their own people about the image of Islam? We as individuals, we can speak around, but only create a small stir around, nothing more.
Thank you.